Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's book, Candy Apples, by Cherise Pegler, is a story that helps sharpen the character of being honest, showing integrity, and being content with delayed gratification. The story reminds the reader to not get weary of doing well. If one can be trusted with smaller things, then one can be trusted. Cherise Tyronda Pegler works as a mental health counselor. Working in the counseling field allows her to help others through life's challenges, celebrate the joys of life, and helps give others the tools needed to attempt to live a fulfilling life. A life that is healthy, happy, balanced, and productive. Cherise is motivated by her son, who was 3 when Candy Apples was written. Cherise is also motivated by the idea of maintaining balance emotionally through life's challenges. She would like to assist parents and children with the learning tools necessary to help children sharpen problem-solving skills, manage conflict in a constructive manner, and maintain a healthy circle of influence. Cherise Pegler, author of Candy Apples, an encouraging narrative that explores important virtues, is our guest on This Week in America. Cherise, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What a remarkable job you've done with this book. Such an important message told in such an entertaining way. Let's start with the title. Where did you get the title Candy Apples?
Candy Apples. I wanted to appeal first to the kids. And I know that planting a seed is what we first have to do in order for any human to be fruitful. And so apples are good for you. And I know kids love candy. And so I combined both of those and got the title Candy Apples. And it also is parallel to the Garden of Eden story in the Bible, where Adam and Eve had a choice to make when it came to that apple on the tree. And so when I brought those two things together, I got the name Candy Apples.
And the book, by the way, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cherise, C-H-E-R-I-C-E, and Pegler, P-E-A-G-L-E-R. And we'll have all of that. I give it to you several times during the program. And again, it's on our website. What was the goal for writing Candy Apples? When you started this project, what were you hoping to have as the message?
The message is teaching children about what integrity is and how to go about having integrity, and also teach children about what delayed gratification is and what that means.
Those are important concepts. How long did it take? What was the challenge in getting that to the audience so you can break it down where it's understandable, where children can read it, young people can read it and understand it? Because those are pretty big concepts that you talk about.
It was important that I made it into a social story.
Yes.
So that they could easily follow something that could occur easily in childhood. And so when they're interacting with other children, different scenarios come up. And so that's how I was able to get the message across, by a story about kids coming over to visit another child and the different conversations and different challenges that come up that they have to talk themselves through.
That's all in the book Candy Apples by Cherise Pegler, book available wherever books are sold, I will say. And let me ask you directly, where can people get the book? It's virtually available wherever. Where do you recommend they pick up a copy of Candy Apples?
Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Target.com, and also BarnesandNoble.com. Books a Million also has it. And so it's available in many different places.
It really is. And we'll have all of this again on our website, but it's very simple, Candy Apples. And we'll give you all of that as we go through the conversation. Talk about the characters in the book, the main character and the other characters, and what the book is representing as the story unfolds.
I made the book a very family-oriented project. The main character is my son, Cameron, who is now 5, and I wrote the book when he was 3. And the other characters represent my nieces and nephews. My oldest niece is 15, and my youngest is 1. But I made all the characters in the book 7 so that they can play together, come together, and relate to each other. And I wanted them all to understand that integrity and delayed gratification is something very important at any age. And so I wanted to make each of them part of the book. And also, I made my mom a part of the book by a family portrait that I put in the book, and that is on page one, where I have my son, my mom, and myself in that family portrait, because I know my mom just wants the best for everybody, so I wanted to make sure I include her. And also, you find a picture, another picture in the living room on page one, where I represent my small company that I have, Cam 23, and Candy Apples is written under the Cam 23 company as well. And so those characters are lions, and you'll only see those in the picture, but I have this picture on the wall.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so Cam stands for my son's name. He was born on the 23rd of October. And CAM is also an acronym for Climbing Any Mountain. So all of those different characters is what you will find in the book.
There is a lot that went into writing Candy Apples. And by the way, the video version YouTube is available on YouTube. Just Google it or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, at the videos tab. And the program will come up and you'll see Charisse and what she's talking about with the book. What was one of the favorite scriptures you used in Candy Apples? Is there one in particular that really resonates with you?
I was trying to figure out like which one would be my favorite, and I could not narrow it down. So I have two that I used in the book that they both are dear to my heart. And one of them is on page 16, where it says, "The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out." And that just reminds us not to get weary of well-doing. Proverbs 10th chapter 9th verse. And so I feel like I need that reminder, children and adults. And so that really spoke to my heart. And the other scripture is Philippians 4th chapter 8th verse. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And a lot is happening in this world. And the reason this speaks so closely to my heart is that this scripture helps you to refocus and train your brain to think about those things that are pure and that are worthy. And so it just helps us to just be more at peace and our mental health be more healthy.
Those are both powerful, and it would be difficult to choose the better of the two, the one you like the most. So we'll go with two because those really are so important and featured in the book Candy Apples. How does parenting your son represent Candy Apples? What is the similarities there?
Yes, we talk a lot through situations that we may see on a day-to-day basis or things that happen in the home. I like to talk through those things with him, and that's how Candy Apples is set up, to talk through a situation to help a child to understand a concept. And it's also parallel to the way I parent my son. It's because I worked in the school system for 14 years, and I saw that it was very important for kids to understand positive character. And so when I had my son, I was like, okay, let's get started, because this is going to be needed for the rest of his life. And so positive character is just dear to my heart. And so when I saw that it was needed in the schools, my son was the motivation to get started on teaching that, because I'm with him every day.
It's really never too early to start teaching those lessons, is it?
No, it's not.
And that's
As
why this
long
book
as they understand.
well, yes, and the book is so nice to have because it can be shared with the kids. Your kids can read the book, you can read it to them, you can read it together and talk about it. And these are virtues, these are things that we really need to understand in all of our lives. I mean, even as adults, we take some of this for granted sometimes, and it's nice to go back and sort of have a refresher course, which we have in Candy Apples.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And the book is available again, as Cherie said, Amazon, Walmart, all of the usual places. And we'll have that up on our website. When someone sees a copy of the book, they'll see a cookie and a candy apple on that cover. They may be okay with either one. What makes the candy apple so significant to the story?
In the story, the candy apple is what the main character, Cameron, had his eyes set on, and that's what he wanted, but he needed to wait for it. And so what makes it significant is it's that item that you have to wait for. When the cookie is there, you can have now. And so it's significant because the candy apple helps teach delayed gratification.
The book is so well done, and the book is so well received and impacting so many lives, young lives and adult lives as well, as I mentioned. What's next for you? Are you working on another book?
I'm interested in a book that I'm thinking of a title called I Don't Know Why I Did That Yet. Because I understand in the school system or just at home, kids make decisions and a parent may say, why did you do that? And they're unable to tell you why.
Oh,
they just make
yes.
These choices. And so what I would like to help teachers and caregivers do is to understand why a child may be making a certain choice and to help them through it so that they can make wiser decisions.
You know, that's interesting. As I'm thinking, as you're talking there, that's a phrase that adults, at least in my household, said a whole lot and to me as I was growing up and to our kids as they were growing up. So I think you've got something there. That's one of those questions that, like, okay, all parents can relate to this and all kids will roll their eyes and can relate to it as well. What's next for Candy Apples? Where do you hope this goes from here? I mean, the book is doing so well, receiving rave reviews. What are your hopes and dreams for Candy Apples?
I just approved the audio version of Candy Apples.
Ooh,
and
fantastic.
So I'm waiting on Amazon to approve it as well. And once Amazon approves it, it will be an audiobook. So audiobook coming soon for Candy Apples.
That is great. So you got the kids in the car, they're off to a school, off to a class of some kind, and you can put the tape in or however they listen to that now. And all of a sudden,
yes.
They're getting the message. And again, you're with the children and you can discuss it at that point. What made you decide to write Candy Apples? What was it that you thought this was a really important message? And I mentioned you are a mental health counselor. Was it something in work, maybe an ongoing situation you see on the job and with families that you really thought this was an important message that needed to be stated and reinforced?
Yes, I noticed that in my own life and in anyone's life, decision-making is such an important piece to achieve greatness or just to get through day-to-day challenges. And so I felt like it was very important to start kids at an early age. And the book is written for ages 5 to 12. And it's, as we mentioned, the earlier you can start, the better. Because the better decisions we can make, we can be more productive people in this world.
And kids, and sometimes maybe we don't think about it, at an early age are faced with challenges and decisions they have to make, oftentimes on their own. And that's the case with Cameron, isn't it? He's put in a situation where he needs to make a decision.
Yes.
And all the process that goes into doing that, that's why I think Candy Apples is resonating so well, because these are real life situations, aren't they, that the kids go through?
Yes, real life situations. And I also talk about Cameron's thought process in the book and the peer pressure that he may receive from his friends at the time. And we go through all of those things. And I give the children a chance to think about, how do I know if I'm making a positive decision or a negative decision? We also go through that in the book as well.
How long did it take you from start to finish to write Candy Apples? You're doing this and taking what seem like subjects that, okay, you've just stated very clearly there what it's about, but getting it in the right language. It's so the book is the right length that holds on to the attention of the child. How long did it take to get through this process?
I started the process in November of 2019. It was approved in January of 2019, and then COVID hit.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
yes.
2020 in January, and then COVID hit. And so it was supposed to be like a 7-month process, but it did take almost 2 years. And I worked with Christian Faith Publishing, and they took over the editing and that creating the pictures. I described exactly what I wanted, and they took over the creative part of making that come to life. And it was complete in October 2021.
It is out there now and available for children as well as parents. Candy Apples by Charisse Pegler. Talk a little bit about illustrating the book, because that's so important, because they're taking your thoughts and making them visually come alive. How important was that in finding the right illustrations to complement the message?
I really wanted the illustrations to speak to my son's current life, living situation. So the pictures actually look like our home. Like I have a red couch, and it's a red couch in there. And my son, he really loved ceiling fans when he was three. And so I made sure that I made the ceiling fan very visual because it's something that he loved. And his toys, his favorite toys, like a purple airplane, a green motorcycle, they are in the book. And so I wanted it to be his actual life so that he could actually relate to it. And so I described exactly what I wanted, what we were living currently, and they were able to bring that to life.
I would assume in your job that you sort of each day probably brings out new ideas for writing a book. I mean, you're there first, you're on the front line, you're there and you see what's impacting young people today, children today. Where do we stand with all of this? I mean, we've gone through a lot. You mentioned the COVID disruption, the family, kids not being able to go to school, parents working at home, some parents not having jobs during this period. Where are we right now with mental health for kids?
Kids really need support and that healthy adult to just answer their questions on a day-to-day basis, because I see a lot of anxiety about things that they can't even form questions for.
Yes.
And so it's important for parents and caregivers to watch, because some things are not going to be said from a child, and pick up some of those cues to see what questions they need answered so that you can answer them and to help their environment to feel as safe and peaceful as possible. Because when the child feels safe, they're able to go into other environments such as school and achieve just because they feel safe.
We have a couple minutes left. You mentioned peer pressure before. Talk about that. At the young age, it's peer pressure, probably on a peer-to-peer basis. You get a little bit older and you get into the whole social media thing where peer pressure now is suddenly anybody with a keyboard. How difficult is it for kids to really sort that out and to make the right decisions?
Kids really want to be liked as well as adults.
Yes.
And so it's important that they are taught a healthy sense of self so that their self-esteem can be high. And so when they're told something that they should do that they know they were not taught at home, they can relate back to their morals and practical principles. And so it really starts in the home or in any environment that the parent or caregiver puts the child in, making sure healthy principles and making sure this child feels safe and wanted and loved. And then when they go out into environments where a child is saying, I dare you, or you should do it like this, even though I know we're not supposed to, they're not as quick to be daredevils because they remember what they were taught and they feel secure enough within themselves to say, I'm good. No, thank you. I still like you, and that's your decision, but I'm just going to choose not to do that.
And a great foundation for that has been laid by Charisse in her book, Candy Apples. That's sort of the basis, isn't it, as we go through life to have that foundation there as these temptations and situations, challenges come up, that we know how to handle them the best way.
Yes, definitely.
I got a mentor, so I'm going to take here. What does your son think of all of this? He's now sort of featured in a book, and he can read a book about himself, reflecting the house in the book that you were talking about. How much fun has this been for you as a mother with sharing this with your son?
He seems excited, but since I started it when he was like three, it's like he feels like this is something normal. Like, okay.
Yes.
Everybody writes books. So he doesn't see it as anything like different. He sees it as a way of life. And so he loves to be artistic as well, because he sees me working on different projects. And so it just allows him to just be more of himself and be creative because he's seen me do it at an early age.
Well, that's a good lesson to teach as well, what's in the book and what you've gone through as a parent and the example that you were leaving for your son there as well. The book is Candy Apples. The author is our guest, Charisse Piegler. Charisse is C-H-E-R-I-C-E. Piegler, P-E-A-G-L-E-R. Book available, as Charisse mentioned, all the usual places, Amazon, easy to remember, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Books A Million, and all of this will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Charisse, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Candy Apples. Looking forward to the next book and having a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Candy Apples, Charisse Piegler is our guest and the author. Book available at Amazon and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.